take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you explore what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need ya.
But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the white side, boy. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can size up. On low, I'm on location. I don't want them to see me getting fed. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tell. They won't tell, cause they tryna live their best life too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on the phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mount, so I'll be your host. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. Welcome back, guys. This is Season 2, Episode 38. The episode is called Best of Both Worlds. Again, welcome back. It's been 2 weeks since we dropped the episode, but we're extremely blessed and grateful to be here. My co-host, Larry Duncan, has a day off. He is busy with real estate, but he'll be joining back with us soon. Today is something I'm just really excited to talk about. Something I've been wanting to get off my chest for a while now. It's an episode I call The Best of Both Worlds, because the reason I call it Best of Both Worlds, you can get the good, but you kind of can get the bad. But at the same time, it's the best of both worlds. It's a perfect, to me, it's the perfect caption of this episode. So I know I have been promoting this episode out for the past week on social media outlets, and I'm really excited about this one. I want a lot of people to listen to it, especially a lot of men and women, the youth especially, but a lot of men and women out there that's just out there listening. If you're on your lunch break today and you're chiming in, or if you'll be getting off work at 5 o'clock tonight and you're experiencing a 5 o'clock road rage or anything like that, or you're picking your kids up from daycare, or whatever you're doing, you're at work, you're going to second shift, I want everybody to check this out tonight. If you're working out at 5 o'clock tonight, this is an episode, like I said, I've been wanting to do for a while. I've been wanting to touch base on this. It's a lot of people out here that makes decisions. They make decisions. And I feel like the word decision is when you have a choice, you know, and there's a lot of people out here making decisions, and they don't understand the decisions they make today will affect their life tomorrow. And that's what I want to touch on. That's the whole base of this. The decisions you make out today, the decisions that you make in life today will affect you tomorrow. There's a lot of people out here making excuses. When I say that, just to start, there's a lot of people out here making excuses. But here's my thing is, I notice a lot of people out nowadays is making excuses, but they won't accept accountability. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people out here making excuses, but they won't accept accountability. What do I mean when I say that is? I'm going to touch on this when I say that is. It's a lot of people that know right from wrong. Everybody knows right from wrong. Once you get to a certain age, you know right from wrong. And it's a lot of people out here still making bad decisions. They're making poor life decisions. I'm not saying I'm perfect. We all make bad decisions. I had to learn the hard way. I've made mistakes when I was a kid, but so many people out here making bad decisions and making poor decisions, and they want to blame it on other people when they need to blame it on themselves. Like I said, the decisions you make today will haunt you for the rest of your life. We got to stop blaming each other and stop blaming people for decisions we make. I see that a lot in the streets nowadays. I see that a lot on TV. I see that a lot on social media. I see that a lot around me, like with friends and family and coworkers and anybody. Like somebody can go out and be 20 years old and have a kid, and they made that decision, but they're blaming on somebody else. And that's not how it should go. You know what I'm saying? You gotta start holding people accountable. People gotta start holding themselves accountable. And that's why I call this episode today The Best of Both Worlds. Because it's a lot of people out there that, yeah, they're making decisions, but they're not holding themselves accountable. So when something bad happens, They expect something good to happen out of a bad decision when they knew the decision that they made before they even started was going to be bad. So it's like people are not really reevaluating their life. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we got to instill into our youth, into these kids out here, to make the right decisions, because that's the most important. It's our youth. They say this youth is, I hear it all the time. We all hear it all the time. They say this youth is like the most uneducated, not wanting to work, group of all time, not wanting a job, not wanting to get out there and go to college. But what we don't understand is, and what they don't understand is, a lot of stuff that we're teaching is like, we got to tell these kids, we got to get these kids to listen, we got to get the youth to listen, we got to really instill into them that you got to make the right decisions if you want to have a good life. And if you don't make the right decisions, I mean, you got to accept accountability. And that's why I want to talk about this. I feel like a lot of people just ain't accepting accountability for the decisions they made in their own life. Everybody done made poor decisions. Like I said, I had to learn the hard way. It's like when you talk to the youth or you're talking to your friend, it's almost like you want to make sure you do this, you do that. Make sure you do this, you make sure you do that. I didn't always make the right decisions. I made mistakes growing up. When I first went to college, I flunked out my first year because I went to college thinking it was going to be like high school. And my mom and dad tried to tell me, I thought that I knew it all, you know, but that goes back to me accepting accountability. I wanted to blame it on everybody else. I wanted to blame it on me not getting breakfast in the morning. I wanted to blame it on me not getting enough for sleep. I wanted to blame it on me not understanding my assignments, but really it was all in me. So it's a subject, but in a way it's kind of like a caption that I want to talk about, man, because it kills me. It burns me up. There's so many people out here, man. It's a lot of people out here that's making so many excuses about their life. You know what I'm saying? If you're struggling and you're living paycheck to paycheck and you go out and have a kid, what do you think is going to happen when you have that kid? You're still going to be struggling. You're still going to be living paycheck to paycheck. It's up to you to make something happen. It's up to you to get out here and hustle. And go to school and go to college and make things happen for yourself. It ain't nobody else's fault. And that's a problem. It's too many fingers getting crossed, pointed. It's too many fingers getting crossed at. It's too many people to blame. You can't blame nobody else but yourself. So we got to stop blaming others. There's a lot of people out here had kids before they was ready. There's a lot of people out here that got married before they was ready. Again, I'm not perfect. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not. That's not what this is about. But what I'm saying is, like, we got to hold each other accountable. That's accepting accountability. And a lot of people just don't want to accept that. How can we instill something into the youth? Or how can you instill something to your partner or your coworker or your friend if you're not doing it? You know what I'm saying? It goes back to like what I said. I said, you got to always, when you're talking to a friend, you want somebody to be successful or you want them to make the right choice, you got to tell them to do this and do that. You can't tell them what you think because at the end of the day, I mean, you can tell them what you think and how you feel, but at the end of the day, it's their decision. And I see that a lot, man. I see a lot of people that I know can be way more successful than what they are, or they can be in a better position than what they are, but they can't. They don't want to accept accountability. They just don't want to accept it. They want to blame it on everybody else. They want to blame their excuses on everybody else. They want to say, "Well, I ain't have this. I ain't have that connection. I ain't have that resource." But at the same time, you've known that person for 5 or 10 years, and you sit there and watch them do nothing. You sit there and watch them. They didn't try to get help. They didn't try to get no connection to resource. They didn't reach out to nobody. They didn't use no resources. They didn't use no connections. They didn't read that book. They didn't listen to that podcast. They didn't ask questions. So that's where we gotta stop blaming others, man. And sometimes it just burns me up sometimes, because I know it's a lot of people out there that's struggling, but it's a lot of people that can come out of that struggle if they put themselves in a better position. So if you like for example, if you're a single mom and you got four kids, but you can do anything to, and you know that you need to work 40 or 50 hours or 60 hours per week, or possibly 70, and you know that you have to work hard, and let's just say the kids' fathers are not in your life, you got to do what's best for you. You can't work 20 hours a week and expect to live off that when you got four kids. You want to work 60, 70 hours. You want to put yourself in a better position. That's with anybody. It's just not about the single mothers. That's with anybody. And unfortunately, a lot of us have to learn the hard way, because they knew going in before they made that decision what was going to happen or what could happen. And when they make the decision, they're mad at everybody else. So this is episode, like I said, this is episode where I want a lot of people to, like, if you can, when you can, jot down answers and, like, get a sheet of paper out and just jot down answers and pros and cons of what you could do better or what you could have done better when it comes to your life or whatever you have going on right now. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you got the entrepreneur. What can you do better to be an entrepreneur? If you want to be a student, because we got to hold each other accountable. And I think that's what's getting away from America. We're not holding each other accountable like we used to. And that's the problem. Like, these kids, it ain't even just the youth or the kids. It's just like everybody's starting to get soft. Everybody's starting to have excuses. And I think that's a problem. Because when you have excuses and nobody cares and we have no structure, that's when poor life decisions start to happen. Now you're a single mom and you got five kids and there's no baby daddy. Now you're a guy that's been in and out of jail. You got four felonies. Again, man, like I said, like, the decisions we make today will affect you for the rest of your life. And people got to understand that decisions we make today will affect you for the rest of your life. I kid you not. We got to make better decisions than what we're doing. We got to reevaluate our lives. We got to stop blaming others. We can't be making no excuses. And we got to keep on instilling into the youth that you have to make the right decision. Or this can happen. We all had to learn the hard way. We all ain't never made the right decisions. I didn't always make the right decisions again. I made mistakes. We got to teach the kids. We got to teach the youth. We got to teach the people around us, the people that's in our circle. It's about reevaluating ourselves and just being honest and just telling the truth. Because there's a lot of people out there, you want to tell the truth, but we got a lot of yes men out there. We got a lot of yes women out there. And they won't tell their friends the truth. They won't sit them down and tell them, like, listen, this is what I see. Because they're afraid that they're going to hurt their feelings. They're afraid they're going to lose their friendship. But you got to be honest with your family. You got to be honest with your friends. You got to tell them how you feel and what you see. And eventually they'll understand and they'll thank you down the road for telling them what you see. You might not be right, or they might not be right about everything that they see, but at least they had the balls to tell you. The reason I call this episode what I call it is the best of both worlds. Is the reason why I call it the best of both worlds is because, yeah, you're telling people what they want to hear and people are doing what they want to do, but at the same time, they're still up there making life decisions, and that some of the life decisions they make or the bad choices they make might not be the right one. So you getting best, you getting best, the best of both worlds. You are. I ain't blaming nobody for my mistakes. I ain't blaming nobody for the stuff that I did wrong in the past to people, or the stuff I, the decisions I made. I'm not blaming nobody, cause I accept accountability. So what we gotta start doing is everybody gotta start accepting accountability. You make a mistake, accept accountability. It ain't nobody's fault. It's your fault. It's part of growing up. It's part of being a man. It's part of being a grown woman. It's a lesson. Everybody makes mistakes. Ain't nobody perfect. Well, like I said earlier, I said when I first went to WKU, I flunked out. It wasn't because I wasn't no good student or nothing like this, because I wanted to stay out late. I was partying. I was chasing girls. I was doing stuff I wasn't supposed to be doing. I was hanging out. I was drinking. I was just doing whatever. I had to accept my accountability. When I got home and my mom and dad made me come home and they moved me back in their house, I had to get a job. I had to accept accountability for my mess ups. I wanted to blame them, but who could I blame? I can't blame nobody but myself. So what we gotta do is, as a country, as a whole, as a group, as a unit, we gotta really start reevaluating our lives and stop pointing the finger at everybody else and just keep it to ourselves. Because you made that decision. Didn't nobody make that decision but you. Everybody done made poor life decisions. Don't make excuses. Do this. Do the right thing. Do the right thing the first time and we won't have to deal with that. Like they say, do the right thing when nobody else is looking. Teach kids or the youth. Again, teach kids or the youth to do the right thing. I ain't trying to talk you guys head off today. I just wanted to jump in here and give y'all a really, really good episode. And I think this is an episode that I need to touch on. And this is an episode that I want to get off my chest. And I know a lot of you guys are going to be listening to it. And again, man, like I said earlier, I appreciate everybody that's been listening to the podcast, all the subscribers and listeners, everybody that's been supporting us over the last 2 years, me and Larry, everybody behind the scenes. We're extremely grateful. We're extremely blessed. And we're going to keep on continuing the podcast. And like I said, man, the decisions you make now will affect you for the rest of your life. So make sure you make the right decisions. Make sure you do the right thing. Think about stuff before you make it. Stop making poor decisions. We're not young no more. We're only getting older. Stop blaming others. And let's keep on inspiring and instilling in the youth and motivating to the youth that let's make the right choices. Let's make the right decisions. Because at the end of the day, when we teach them that, because what they don't understand is we had to learn the hard way. We didn't always make the right decisions. We were once in their spots. So if anything, this is motivation. This is an inspiration. This is getting a lot of us up to do the right thing. Like I said, if you want to start that business or you want to be an entrepreneur, go ahead and start it. Don't wait on nobody else. If you make a mistake on your way there, on your route there, hold accountability. Don't blame nobody else. Go back to the drawing boards. This is season 2, episode 38, Best of Both Worlds. I'm Antonio Mounsell. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Antonio Mounsell. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. Goodbye.